Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon, and I see that we have a caller here in the queue. We will be taking your call momentarily. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are also joined by our co-host, Lolita, who's now dropped right off. Okay, so, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties today, but Don't worry here. Now, we have a website at howpsychic.com if you want to check that out, see the great specials going on for private readings, and take advantage of those. Now, we're going to go ahead and bring on our first caller for today, which is here just momentarily. There we go. All right, first caller today is 909 area code. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Yeah, hi. How are you? Yeah, my name is Carolyn. I'm calling from Colorado. How are you doing?
Hello, Carolyn. Doing great today. And you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just have a question, and it's I am in a position in my life, it's a wonderful thing's coming to me, just I'm so blessed, I'm so very blessed, but I think it's time I need to step out and take a leap of faith, and I'm just curious what my next best step is. That mean just open up more emotionally or more, psychically, you know what I mean, or does it mean actually literally walking out the front door?
Okay.
If you understand what I mean.
Yes.
Energetically, I mean opening up energetically is what
I understand. I understand.
Okay.
I'm just trying to pinpoint for you the best possible area.
We'll be quiet.
Okay. Okay. Well, one area I feel that you need to strengthen your boundaries. Another area I feel that you need to open up a little bit more psychically and just tell them like it is.
Okay.
And then a third area, I feel that you're doing great. You just need more confidence.
Okay. So quit looking for answers and know that I'm exactly where I am meant to be. Okay.
Precisely.
Good. Good. Well, that's good.
All right. That's
thank
a wonderful
you.
Answer. Well, thank you.
It is.
And I send you many blessings for your journey. Please let us know how you're doing.
I will. I know. I'm so excited. And it's just, it's kind of like sometimes we look behind us and go, who, me? But yeah, it is me. And that's what
yeah.
I... okay,
well,
many blessings.
Well, sometimes when we have sent the gifts, there's a lot of people in this world that, I mean, we get a little blown over by, wow. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Really? You know
yeah.
what I mean? But here's the thing. When it comes in and we have it, we have it. And we have to be able to channel it properly. And you know, what may be proper for one person is going to be different and in a different way for someone else. You know?
That's true.
It's just a matter of how you are able to adjust it to your own needs in life, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you
for calling in.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. We have our next caller here who is area code 520. Hello, caller. You're on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Patty, and I'm calling from Tucson.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah.
And my question is, this morning, very early in the morning, one day out of the week, I volunteer for a particular place, and I'm hoping it'll turn into a paid position. I go in once a week, and the energy this morning when I was leaving, there were a couple of people there that actually worked there. One was the manager. And I heard the manager actually mock me. I don't think they knew that I could hear them, you know, and imitating the way I was, mm-hmm. I had to say goodbye. And I went and bought some treats at a local place and delivered them there,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I'm just wanting to know, do you see that turning into a more of a positive energy?
Okay, I do feel that it will turn into a little bit more of a positive energy down the road. We're looking at sometime mid-March here. However, I do not feel that it would be permanent positive energy. The energy always seems to be fluctuating within this work area in particular at this place, okay? And I feel there's a lot of, if I can really say it, pretentious kind of energy going on over there, okay?
Well, I...
And...
That's how I felt. I was being mocked, you know, that I was being pretentious. They thought I was being pretentious. But they're
the ones being pretentious themselves, you see.
Well, I thought we had, you know, settled everything. I thought everything was going to
mm-hmm.
calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the manager mm-hmm. was on my side, mm-hmm. everyone's side.
Well, honey, here's the thing, you know. Over there, you have energy, and it fluctuates very much because, you know, what I'm seeing here is some days they're in the good, some days they're in the bad, you know, and I feel it might get a little bit better, more, you know, consistency going on there, and then more positive, but it's not going to be a whole lot better. And aspect, I'm going to give you news here. You may not like it. You know, but I'm going to give you good or bad, whatever I see, and that's what I have to do, okay? I feel that there will always be some negative going on around there, and honestly, I think the chances were there that you could have made it into a paid position, but now it doesn't appear to that way at all anymore, okay? It looks now like it's changed from having an opportunity to become a paid position into being something that's more of a dead end, and they're just keeping you there because basically they don't have to pay you.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like there'll be opportunity somewhere else. I mean, I thought it's
mm-hmm.
a good, I like doing what I do, and I have a feeling another offer will come from
that
side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel that you will reach another opportunity from another direction, another place altogether, in which you can still do this and get paid for it. But in the meantime, I wish you all the blessings. I've got another caller here waiting, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is area code 917. Hello, caller, you're on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having your show. My name is Tina, and I would like
mm-hmm.
to know what about my love life. What do you get from my love life?
Yes, Tina, what would you like to know about your love life, hon?
Just what do you see coming up?
Okay. Who are you talking to who's not responding to you right now?
There's someone I am talking to.
Mm-hmm. And this one, he seems to be, does he not live with you? He seems to be somewhere on his own right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, hon. What I'm feeling here is that he will come forward. There will be progress. Right now, there's a lot of confusion as to what he's wanting, what he's, you know, trying to do. And I feel him setting aside the past. I see him, you know, putting down those vices that have, you know, kept him in this way of life. And I see him really coming to a conscious change on the forefront of his mind and decision to try and be with you. And I feel this all happening between now and a couple of weeks from now, okay? So I feel for you that right now it's best to have a little bit of faith in this still. I know you've had quite a bit already, but I just want you to keep on tracking because here's the thing. When this happens, it can be permanent and it can be beautiful.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
Uh-huh. Now, this would be a soulmate for you, and there's a difference between soulmates and twin flames, okay? So I want you to research the difference between soulmates and twin flames, because right now this guy is a soulmate, okay? Your twin flame is still out there. You haven't met your twin flame yet, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I send you all the blessings, and I feel like I could help you more with the private reading. So if you wanted to check out the website, you can do that as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. And for those of you tuning in and listening today, our website is howpsychic.com. That is how, as in how are you, psychic.com. Okay. Howpsychic.com offers a lot of great specials here and there. We also have a few going on right now for private readings. All you have to do is check out the website to take advantage of the great specials. All right. And it looks like we have our co-host Lolita here back. Hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I was just going to listen in because I'm...
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Go ahead. Do we have any callers?
No, we are out of callers right now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. A blank switchboard, and I was about to play some tide pool music here.
Well, can we talk about my issue? Because my nerves are shot. My nerves are so shot right now.
Okay.
I messed up this morning. He's got a certain way that the company has been billing him. So when he got my contract this morning and he was sending it back to me, he said, well, what's this line item called interstate pipeline charge? He goes, I don't see it on my bill. And I'm like, and then I said, oh, my God. What they've done is they put that charge in his rate. So now my rate is coming up higher than their rate. So now I have to go backtrack and try to get him on the all-inclusive variable rate, which I'm trying to sell him 15 cents above wholesale for the 30 months. Do you think he's going to be receptive to that, or do you think he will go with what I first initially set in place with him? Or neither.
He'll take that instead of the initial.
He'll take riding the market. He will be okay with that?
I think he'll be okay with it, long as you're honest with him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's so open to letting me talk, so that's one good thing. Most companies will just shut me off. But for some reason, he's saying, I'm confused, Lolita, call me. He's like, these are looking so confusing. He goes, at the end, your rate is higher. And I'm going to have to say, yes, you're correct. At this moment of time, it is higher. But let's take a look at last year. So I have to sell him on last year and how you spent $15,000 more, which I came up with. I had my coworker help me on my speech and what to say to him. Because right now, I haven't done but 10 phone calls. Oh, my God, my nerves are so shot. I don't know if you can feel my energy, but I'm, like, in panic mode.
Well, you know what? You'll get him to sign on this one. But here's the thing. You just have to, you know, allow yourself to flow with that energy. You just have to kind of, like, channel the nervousness into the speech. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I just left him a message, so I'm thinking he's at lunch. And so I'm just now waiting on him to call me back to get this over with.
Okay. Well, I think you'll still have him sign, and it'll be the it won't be the original that you agreed upon. It's going to be the next thing.
The new variable plan. Okay. Do you think I'm going to spark his interest when I say that if you were with us last year, you would have saved $15,000? That's going to be the catcher? Okay. Okay. Do you have any callers?
Nope.
God, this lunchtime thing is getting me. Getting crazy. I thought people will call. Lunchtime madness.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try
it's
4 o'clock.
Maybe
4. You think 4 o'clock would work or no? It's interfering.
No, that's gonna interfere with all my other stuff. I've been thinking about switching them to nights.
Yeah.
Because the nights are really when everyone is around.
Yeah. Well, do you want to end the show and call me on my personal?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Bye, you guys.
All right. Have fun, everyone. Good night or good day. Namaste.